James Roos is my name, and from Cornwall I came, a husbandman born in times that were poor. Two watches I stole, and a few shillings more, and for this was sentenced to 7 years far, far, far from my own native shore. My mother reared me tenderly, with me she took much pain, and when I arrived in this colony, I sowed the first grain. And now with my heavenly father I hope forever to remain. They put me aboard of the Scarborough then, and off to Australia with many poor men. Across the two oceans we zigzagged our way, with good Captain Philip a-sailing far, far, far to Botany Bay. My mother reared me tenderly, with me she took much pain, and when I arrived in this colony I sowed the first grain. And now with my heavenly father I hope forever to remain. I'll give you a garden, James Roos he did say, and 30 more acres if you'll make it pay. So I sowed the first grain in this far distant strand, and when it was ripe the first harvest I saw, saw, saw in this far distant land. My mother reared me tenderly, with me she took much pain, and when I arrived in this colony I sowed the first grain. And now with my heavenly father I hope forever to remain. Oh, many's the troubles that I had to bear, from drought and from flood and hard labouring fare. I wed Lizzie Perry down under to share the first farming country that ever was here, here, here in this hot dusty land. My mother reared me tenderly, with me she took much pain, and when I arrived in this colony I sowed the first grain. And now with my heavenly father I hope forever to remain. So now I do lie in St. John's Campbelltown, beside my good wife in Australian ground. We had a hard life, but I'm proud to proclaim I was the first gardener and husbandman here, here, here in this distant domain. My mother reared me tenderly, with me she took much pain, and when I arrived in this colony I sowed the first grain. And now with my heavenly father I hope forever to remain.